This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. And we are just in the throes of hunting season here. First day of goose season here in Maryland, the migratory goose season, the Atlantic population. So if you're headed out goose hunting, want to give us a call, we'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. And first up, looks like we've got Frank in Trap. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Al.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Down here in Trap, got the crossbow in hand.
Okay.
Looking for some dinner.
Dinner, huh? Sorry, are you hunting horns today or whatever walks by?
I'm primarily a meat hunter, Al.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah.
I like to stock the freezer.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man. Do you cut them yourself or do you have somebody do that?
It detracts from it. I feel like if I had to do that myself, it would lose its appeal. I'll let
somebody else do it. But field dressing doesn't bother you, right?
Only slightly, believe me.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I understand that. It's just part of the whole deal. What you got to do to get that meat in shape to take to the meat processor or do it yourself or whatever. You know, that's an interesting topic. We might delve into that a little bit. So.
Well, you know, Al, the butcher that I use has said to me, and I'm not bragging, because, I mean, I've gutted quite a few deer in my life, but he'll tell me that when I bring a deer in, it looks like a surgeon worked on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the cleaner it is when it gets to the meat processor, the better your meat's going to taste. There's no question about that. You know, there are some troublesome areas in there. Maybe we'll talk about it. But you know, people don't know, and I hear this from butchers all the time. Would you please tell people how to field dress a deer? Would you please tell people what they need to do to get this deer, you know, cleaned? Because they're dealing with think about this, Frank. You shoot a deer in the morning, you get it to the deer processor in the afternoon or even the evening after dark, and the stuff that you've left in there has, you know, it's just been there. There's no blood coursing through the veins and the tissues in there, and these guys have to deal with this every day, of course, and they're doing their best effort that they possibly can to clean your deer. But when you leave intestinal tract stuff in there, and you leave, you know, the bladder and that type of stuff, you know, you're not helping yourself with the taste of your own meat. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I feel sorry for the guys that don't know how to do it.
Exactly. So maybe that's something. Well, I'll think about that. But I mean,
well,
it's.
Okay, I just had to hear them banjos this morning. And
all right, buddy. Well, you enjoy yourself out there today.
You have a great show.
Now get quiet. Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Take care.
Bye bye. Here goes Frank. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm heading out to the hunt site. It's
going
to be a good day.
Yeah, it should be a good day. It's 21 degrees here. I don't know what it is down where you are, but how's the wind?
It's 19. It's real calm right now, but I think it's supposed to blow from the southwest, I think.
Is that a good wind for you?
Yeah, anywhere it's a good wind. We've got a pit, so we'll be okay.
Oh, you'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be okay. So good.
What I wanted to call about, I didn't open up the link, but I saw that supposedly the Congress has passed a tax on duck hunters. Do you know anything about that?
The duck stamp goes to $25.
Okay, well, yeah. That's not necessarily a bad thing when it goes for conservation, as long as they spend it correctly.
You know, that's interesting that you brought that up. $25, if 10% of the hunters in Maryland would send $25 to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, we wouldn't have anything to worry about here in Maryland as far as our protection in the General Assembly, that's for sure.
But
No, I'm serious. I mean,
I know.
And I don't know if you're a member or not, but you know, you need to look at it. MDHuntingCoalition.org. I can't tell people every week what we're doing, but we are addressing strict liability. Now, Glenn is a waterfowler. I know you know what strict liability is.
Oh, I absolutely know what that is. I was talking to Sean Mann about it last week.
Okay. Well, Sean has been to the meetings, and we've got another meeting coming up December 3rd to talk about strict liability. And it's an interesting thing. If the waterfowlers, as a collective whole, were to get together and hire an attorney to shepherd strict liability through the General Assembly, as the Maryland Hunting Coalition is doing, it would cost them a minimum of $50,000, $60,000. No questions asked. Okay? What have we gotten from the waterfowlers in the Maryland Hunting Coalition to shepherd our efforts on behalf of waterfowlers through the General Assembly dealing with strict liability? And I'm just going to let that question hang.
Right.
Okay? So, anyway, good luck out there this morning.
Well, thank you. And on another note, my son got his first deer last Saturday on Youth Day, which was just awesome.
What'd he get?
He got a doe.
Good.
We had some of the burger and spaghetti sauce this week, and it was amazing when I cooked it up. Like zero fat.
There's no fat. I know. Yeah, absolutely. Great. Wonderful. Yeah. Well,
awesome.
Glenn, do me a favor. Send me a picture for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
I will.
Yep, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, I've got you in my email. We're good.
All right, Glenn. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. See? All quiet. I mean, I know Glenn. Nice guy. Knows exactly what strict liability is. We need to walk this through the General Assembly. It's going to take money. Crickets. Not saying that Glenn won't help, but I think he will. But is what it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving a muzzleloader away in 2 weeks. We're not going to do it next week. We recorded next week's show yesterday. We got Brian Eiler in here, the Deer Project leader, and we talk about deer hunting here on the first day of the deer firearm season next Saturday. That's right, Saturday after Thanksgiving. I'll be in the field with Jacob. Yep. We'll be in a tree stand in Cecil County, our favorite tree stand. Jacob has consistently taken three nice bucks there in the last 3 years on the first day, so let's see if he does it again this year. Let's see if he maintains his record. We were out over the weekend last Saturday, Youth Day. We went out Saturday. Not a great day. Left here after the show, went home, and got ready, got over to see Jake at his house, picked him up, off we went to Cecil County. One of the boys on the farm had already struck a deer, and they were looking for it when we got there. So we got in the stand, sat there. Last 10 minutes of legal shooting light, a great big doe walked in about 35 yards, and I said, Jake, do you want to shoot that deer? And I saw the tail halfway up. I saw the hocks were dark. I said, you know, she's more than likely got a buck with her. Sure enough, about a minute later, there was another deer. But that deer did not reveal himself. So Jake opted not to shoot the doe. He shot a nice big fat doe in muzzleloader season, and so the family has meat in the freezer. He opted not to shoot the doe, waited for the buck. The buck never came out. Next day, Sunday, off we go to Montgomery County. We walk a half mile. Jake and I walk a half mile through farm field, get to our tree stand, and Grandpa forgot to put the scent pad out. Now, well, he eventually did, but there was a bait pile there. It wasn't our farm. It was a farm that we've never hunted before. We're taken there and shown where to go and that type of thing. So we got back into the stand, sat for a while, a half hour before dark. A buck was chasing a doe down below Jake. Couldn't get a shot. And it's a shotgun now in Montgomery County. Couldn't get a shot because it was just too far and these deer were moving too quickly. So we had a button buck and a yearling doe come in, and they walked pretty much right to the bait pile, but they had us busted because we're on a ridge. We're sitting down off the top of the ridge a little bit, and so we're eye level with these deer. They were a little spooky. They were about 30 yards or so, something like that. Again, opted not to take a young deer. Off to my, we're sitting in a ladder stand. I'm on the right, Jake's on the left. From the stand perspective, if you're looking at the stand, he was on the right, I was on the left. I look off to my right. There's a big doe and a buck that I've never seen a buck quite like this before. He was a big-bodied deer, mature deer, only had pedicels, just two little white knobs on top of his head. No points, no rack, no nothing. But he was a buck, and he was pushing this doe, and they went off. So we figured, okay, six deer in 5 minutes, that's pretty good. Let's see what else happens here in the last 15 minutes. Well, Grandpa did put scent pad out, and what I mean by that is this one of these felt pads that you can dunk in deer lore and, you know, track it behind you, do a scent trail, bring it in close to the stand, and then hang it up. Well, I forgot. We got up in the stand, and I just forgot to do it. But I had all the stuff in my pack. So I dunked that felt pad in the deer lure and took the haul rope and tied it on the haul rope and lowered it down over on Jake's side of the stand. So this scent pad's floating in the breeze about 3 feet off the ground. It was very effective, a little too effective. Mr. Big Boy Buck walked into about 30 yards in the middle of a sleet storm, so we couldn't hear him. Jake turned and looked to his left, and there he was, 30 yards, 40 yards maybe at the most, looking at us, 10-point buck. I said, Jake, you're going to have to move real slow, and you're going to have to shoot that deer right under the chin because he is straight on. Now, I trust in Jake. He can make that shot in a heartbeat. And when you got a deer like that straight on, you want to take the shot, it's the only shot you have. Said, okay. Well, the deer busted us. Off he went. He stopped. He was still within range, but Jake couldn't get him in the scope because it was getting pretty dark, and the deer had stopped behind a tree with a few leaves on it, and Jake just couldn't make it out through the scope, and off went the deer. So he ran around behind us a little bit. I tried grunting him, and it got his attention a few times, but he just wouldn't come close enough, and then it got too dark to shoot. So Jake said that was exciting but disappointing, and I said, yeah, I understand that's how it goes. So, and that's how it went. That was our youth season. Jake didn't get a shot, didn't take a shot, but had an encounter that'll probably never forget. So glad to hear that. So our number here is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to get in a muzzleloader drawing, all you have to do is call in, leave your name and phone number, go on the air and say hi, and we'll make sure you get in the drawing. We'll draw that the first Saturday of December. So Bethany is riding the board here today. She will be here for 2 hours, I guess. Brian's on vacation. You're here? Huh? Oh, I meant for this show. Okay. She'll be here longer than that, but she'll be riding the board the whole show here. So, all right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So basically, you guys are running the show today. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what I want to talk about. So where we are. Where we are. So, what do you want to talk about? Well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I want to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, right there on Kent Island. First day of goose season, they are going to be busy picking geese today. I have no doubt, because that's what they do. They pick your geese and ducks, get them ready for you, put them in a bag, and they do it as quickly and as reasonably as possible. We've had our geese picked there and been very satisfied. We've had our ducks picked there and been very satisfied. They have the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands of waterfowl calls. They've got firearms for waterfowl, deer hunting, Bubba Blade knives, goose picking, I mentioned, clothing and boots for all seasons, and they specialize in Drake waterfowl clothing and Under Armour as well, and a full selection of bows and crossbows. Folks like Matthews and Mission, Carbon Express crossbows, Barnett, Excalibur, Parker compound and crossbows as well. And they'll cut all your customary. You ought to see the accessories for hunting season. They've got them all. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island, right there just as you cross the Bay Bridge. That's 50 East, 39B, Dominion Road. For Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Check out what's happening at the WCBM store. That's where you'll find WCBM merchandise and gift certificates to restaurants like the Mount Washington Tavern and Carlo's Italian Bistro. Available now, really sharp-looking shirts and caps. More merchandise to be added soon, including the WCBM bookstore. Go to WCBM.com, click on the store's icon, and place your order for shirts, caps, discounted restaurant coupons, and so much more. Exclusively from Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills.
All right, we got a lot of callers on the line there. But before we get to Keith and Max and Mike, just real quick. The folks at Linex are having a great sweepstakes. It's, you can win four pit passes to the 2015 Daytona 500. You need to stop by the location in Catonsville or Bay Linex in Glen Burnie. Now, there are a couple of Facebook prizes, too. One's a race suit that's signed by Alex Bowman and Dale Earnhardt Jr., and then the prize number two is a helmet that's autographed by Alex Bowman and Dale Earnhardt Jr. So you can enter via Facebook, which is, I think... Linex Protective Coatings on their Facebook, and I'm sure you'll be more than glad to see that. But the grand prize, four tickets and pit passes to the 2015 Daytona 500, plus your flight and your hotel and a hood autographed by Alex Bowman and Dale Earnhardt. You can only enter at the franchise locations, Glen Burnie, Bay Linex at Glen Burnie on Wholesome Way, and Catonsville Linex as well. So you've got it. Let's talk to Keith in Baltimore. Keith left us. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate that. Max in Finksburg. Good morning, Max. How are you?
I'm well, Alan. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you. What's going on?
Well, mainly just called getting muzzleloader contest. But you're being open day goose season. I was over in Rock Hall this week.
Yeah, plenty of geese, aren't there?
The birds are there.
You're not kidding.
No, they really, really are. What's done? Wife for a birthday trip, so we've been over there all week.
Sure, well, that's a good place.
But this was her trip, and it was her turn to go out for the trip this year. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Just want to get the contest. And,
you're in it.
Wish everybody a good, safe hunting season.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bye.
See you, Max. Bye, bye. And Mike in Finksburg as well. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Alan.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Okay, I couldn't hear you right. Okay, I haven't talked to you for a while. I called you about the coyotes up here.
Yeah.
And they're getting worse.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They must have had babies, and they're running and checking the trash now. But I want to tell you about a trip we went sick of deer hunting.
Okay.
And we threw a minnow trap in Blackwater.
Right.
And we caught one eel, about 10 bull minnows, and two, what do they call it, snakeheads? Two baby snakeheads.
Probably not.
Yes, I brought them back, and they have signs posted on the piers all down there at Blackwater.
Really?
And I brought them back, and I got them in the aquarium here. Two baby ones. They're about 2 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mike, I think it's illegal to possess snakeheads in Maryland.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, what'd I do with them? Just kill them? I brought them back just to prove it, so I called you.
Okay. No, well, I'm not coming over to look at them, but, you know.
No, I know that. I know.
Okay. But I think it is illegal to possess them.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they're in Blackwater, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And we caught them in a minnow trap.
Yep.
And I have them to prove it. I mean, we were sick of deer hunting. We thought we'd go crappie fishing in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured get some of them bull minnows because they were all on the side of the roads in them ravines, you know?
Yeah.
And darn if we didn't catch two snakeheads. And they got a sign right there, if you see these snakeheads, I forget what they said to do with them.
Kill them.
I don't think they said that.
Yeah, they did.
But what they said.
Yeah.
But I brought them home. I put them in an aquarium.
Well.
And I'll show them to you. I'll take them to Bass Pro and get the bounty on them.
There is no bounty anymore. Okay, Mike, I appreciate the call, buddy. How'd you do on the sick of deer?
Okay.
How'd you do on the sick of deer?
No good.
Okay.
No good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
I heard them whistling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're crazy. I'll tell you, they are.
So. Yeah, they sound like they were close, but after dark they came closer. You know, we're right in the middle of the marsh.
They always do.
In our cabin.
Yeah.
And but that was after dark, so you couldn't do it.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call, Mike.
See you, Alan.
All right. See ya. Bye bye. There he goes, Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about the my boys took him out for junior hunt.
Yeah. How'd you make out?
We didn't get one, but we did have one come running through, and it was a real cheap teaching moment because he was moving. He was definitely moving.
Mm-hmm.
Small buck, maybe about a 4-point. Didn't get a real good look at the antlers, but
right.
he was traveling through, and I mean he was within 40 yards.
Right.
And you know the boys had the guns on them. They were ready, you know. And I said, not till we can get him to stop. And we tried whistling. We tried. Grunting, and he was not having any parts of it. He was going right on through.
He had something else on his mind.
Yeah. I don't know whether he was running from something or to something, but he was moving.
Yeah. You never know about those crazy deer out there. I'll tell you, the more I hunt them, the more I learn and the less I know.
I so. Like that. That's true.
All right.
It was a good chance to get the boys to really use gun control.
That's good.
That's the kind of gun control we need.
That's exactly right. Yeah, well, you know, Jake and I, we have this system of communications, and, you know, I told him, I said, when you see a deer, first thing you do is get your gun up and on it. I said, you know, and then you decide, you know, once you know that you can take that deer, that it's always got to be in your mind you're not going to take it.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to take it. So small, you know, I said, what do you want to shoot today? He goes, nothing small. That's a standard answer. So, you know, hey, the kid's taking 160-pound 8-point last year, you know, and so he's happy with taking a good quality buck or a big fat doe, just depending on the circumstances. Now, Saturday coming up. We know the family's going to be taking deer, needing deer. So, you know, I'll tell him, Jake, you want to kill a nice fat doe and leave it for the family here? You're welcome to do that. And he left his buck there last year. He just took the rack, you know. So.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, he's a good kid. He'll,
good
you know, he's
man, yes.
More than accommodating. So, yep. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call, Wes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
See you. Good luck out there. There he goes. Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
I just wanted to get in the contest, say hi.
You're in it.
Going to go take my son and a buddy of his Sporting Clay shooting this morning.
Oh, good for you.
And the guy that's going with us, I think, is a newbie, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, just don't make fun of him too bad.
Oh, that's the fun of it.
I know that's part of it. I understand that. Shoot much?
Yeah. So they all break when they get the ground. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yep. My favorite thing is when I shoot clays with anybody or a buddy of mine in particular. Behind, you know, turns around, shut up, you know.
Well, I always tell them they'll get plenty of advice.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right,
well, talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. There goes Tony. All right. That was quite a spate of calls there for a quick little deal, wasn't it? 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That's all you got to do. Call, leave your name and number, go in the air, say hi. And it's nice that the callers are able to direct, direct the show like that. You're the producer, they're the directors. What do you think of that? Do you like that? All right. Anyway, I was talking about the Merrill Hunting Coalition earlier. I was saying, you know, there's a lot of things that we do behind the scenes, like Glenn called. We're talking about strict liability. Oh, yeah, Sean Mann told me all about it. Yeah, he did, because Sean was at the meeting. But we can't tell you about everything we do, because a lot of things that the Merrill Hunting Coalition does is behind the scenes. We can tell you afterwards what we're doing and what the results were. Good, bad, or indifferent, we'll tell you. But we've got a lot of major things going on right now. The three things right now that we're working on: getting a state park in Southern Maryland reopened to hunting, strict liability, Sunday hunting. Now, there was a Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting the other day. The issue of Sunday hunting was brought up. Conversations were had. And, you know, we learned a couple of things. So, you know, we just got to keep things that we learn sometimes close to the vest. Sometimes we have to talk to leaders in the General Assembly. Sometimes we have to talk amongst ourselves. Sometimes we have to work within the system. Other times we have to enlist the aid of other experts. And we do that every day. It's not like the Hunting Coalition shows up in Annapolis on the first day of the session and goes, now what are we going to talk about? Now what are we going to do? We are preparing every single day. And the work that is being done is amazing. Now, when I say we need support, we need support. We have a contract with our advocate, okay? We need to pay that guy. Nobody in the organization, myself as executive director, any of our board of directors, any of our advisory committee members, nobody gets paid. We're all volunteers. Okay? So we've got one person that we need to take care of under contract, and that's where we're asking for your support. MDHuntingCoalition.org. You can go there and join for free, and we only depend on your voluntary support. Now, we've tried to incentivize that a little bit. We're having a contest. Sean Mann's name was mentioned. Sean donated a goose hunt for three for this season that starts today. We've got a three-man hunt with Sean Mann Outdoors in January of 2015, this current goose season, and the tickets are $20. Second prize is your choice of a muzzleloader, a turkey thug shotgun, or a high-powered rifle. It's all on our Facebook page, MD Hunting Coalition. It's on our website. It's first item underneath the title. You can click on that and go and see the details, okay? Tickets are $20. That's how we're going to help raise funds. Anybody that sends us $20 is going to get a ticket. Anybody that sends us $50 is going to get three tickets. So that's how that works. Very simple. Enough of that. Let's talk about somebody else here. Let's talk about, who am I supposed to talk about? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's who I'm supposed to talk about. Our buddies at Clyde's. I'll tell you what. We had a caller there who talked about shooting sporting clays today. Well, the 725 Satori sporting clay rifle or firearm over and under shotgun. Good grief. The 725 Satori is one of the best purchases you can make if you like sporting clays and want to keep the price reasonable. It comes with five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and the 725 is now available in 20 gauge as well. Now, if you like an over-under for upland bird hunting or, you know, any type of hunting, waterfowl, whatever, it's available in a field model also, too, as well. So you can check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget the A5. The A5, the humpback, is back. The reports are out. People want it. It's available in 3-inch. They got plenty of 3-inch, but they're a little understocked on 3.5. They can get them, but it's going to take a while. But if you want a 3-inch, you can grab one of those right now. And don't forget the BPS pump. Available in 12 and 20 gauge, rifled barrel deer models, and any gauge or caliber in shotguns. 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge in the BPS bottom ejection pump, available in Mossy Oak camo. And then there is the AB3. That's the A-Bolt 3 bolt action rifle. Buy a new one, get a $100 rebate. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, 242-6108.
We're going to slide back to the cold mid-20s out there under clear skies. We'll see the sunshine for Saturday, work in a few afternoon clouds, and we're going to stay cool as we get up only to around 45 degrees. Saturday night, those clouds start to build in, 33 for the overnight low. Late afternoon Sunday, we could see some rain as we get up to around 55. We'll get the rain moving in, though, for our Sunday night, and then a chance for those showers on Monday should come to an end by midday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you enjoy deer, turkey, and waterfowl hunting, they've got the woods. If fishing or crabbing is your passion, the waters are right there. Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground and RV Park in Somerset County is the outdoorsman's quiet, private place to get away from the crowd. Thousands of acres of public hunting lands are nearby. Pocomoke and Tangier Sounds offer the best fishing on the Chesapeake. You are within minutes of a full-service marina, boat ramp, and a popular restaurant. Chrisfield, Ocean City, Assateague, and Chincoteague are only a short drive away. All campsites at Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground have public water and sewage. Electric hookups are available. To reserve your spot for this hunting season or next fishing season, call 410-591-4027 or visit the website cwawc.com for Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground. That's 410-591-4027. This is Alan Ellis for Baylinex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Baylinex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Baylinex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Baylinex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds
with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk radio was the first social media.
Now you can listen to Talk Radio 680 WCBM on AM 680.
WCBM.com and on your smartphone. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at WCBM 680.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck Fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck Fever.
I like Buck Fever. Wouldn't do it if I didn't get it. What's the point going hunting and being, you know, cold and calculated? Wow. What was that? We're having fun here. Hey, let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Just wanted to tell you how I had a couple minutes before I got out of the truck and head into my deer stand.
Good for you, buddy. Enjoy it out there today. It's going to be a windy, cold day. Just what you're doing.
I'm up in Emmitsburg. It doesn't seem to be much wind yet, but once I walk in the woods, it'll probably blow like heck.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, good luck out there.
All right,
man. Thanks, Chuck. Let me know if you're successful.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. See ya. And Norbert. Hey, buddy. Norbert, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alan.
What's up?
Well, I'm wandering across the dam at the pond.
Ah!
And I'm headed for the blind.
Is the pond frozen today?
There is some ice.
Yeah. Did you run all the geese that were on there off of it?
Well, the geese are gone now, and there is some ice.
Yep.
And with a little luck, the boys will wander over here with the decoys here in a minute.
Yeah, good. Yep. Well, good. How many of you are in the blind today?
Well, there's six shooters and one blind guy, so that's the way it works.
The blind guy, I think I know him.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes. So
he's here for the observation for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see what happens.
Going to be the hunt coordinator today.
Well,
are you going to really be?
That would be giving me way too much authority, but that's okay.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you on the 3rd, buddy.
Yes, sir. I'll be there on the 3rd.
All right.
And I listened to the early part of your program. I hope that people are buying their tickets and contributing to the cause.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's been a little quiet, quite frankly. I thought it was a pretty good promotion to get to be able to hunt geese with Sean Mann Outdoors.
Well, the whole deal, it usually takes a little warm-up. Sometimes those things only kick in when the deer season's over.
Well, that's true. And, oh, by the way, it's a Christmas drawing, so we're drawing that on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve works.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. So how about that phone call? Hey, you just won. You and your two buddies, a trip with Sean Mann Outdoors to book that trip in January. What do you think of that? That's pretty cool.
That works.
Or you just won second place in the Maryland Hunting Coalition raffle, and you have your choice of a Mossberg Turkey Thug shotgun, a CVA V2 Optima muzzleloader, or, which is I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It's a good one. And a 25-06 high-powered rifle with a scope.
Can't beat it.
No.
What?
How about that for Christmas?
Can't beat it.
$20 a ticket, 50 for three, mdhuntingcoalition.org website or Facebook.
Very good.
See you, Norbert. Have fun today.
I look forward to it, Alan.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, Donald, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Al. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you, Don.
Hey, did you know anything about this bacterial leaf scorch disease that's killing all these pin oak trees?
What's it called again?
Bacterial leaf scorch disease.
What, you got it in your pin oaks?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I called tree experts.
Uh-huh.
And they came out in the spring and they fertilized it. That cost me $230. Then they just came out again. They took and drilled holes in the trees and they put some kind of medicine in it. Then they plugged it up.
What causes it?
He says, pin oak trees, they get old. But we got pin oak trees around here that they're about three stories high. I know they're 60 years old.
Yeah, that's about max on a pin oak.
Huh?
That's about max on a pin oak.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yep, 60, 70 feet, that's about it. And they spread out, I don't know, 25, 30, maybe 40 feet, something like that.
Yeah, I got that one in my yard, and the squirrels, man, they love it.
Oh, yeah.
And the few blue jays that are left, they like to nibble all of them also.
Yeah. So what's this disease called that you're talking about?
Oh, wait a minute, let me see. Bacterial leaf scorch disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look here real quick. The leaves get red or yellow.
Yeah, then they just die off.
Yeah.
They're all dying around my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that's let me tell you what. Here's what it says. Online, and this is a website called Answers. Okay, there's several different. There's five different diseases the common diseases that can affect pin oaks. Bacterial leaf scorch. After visible changes have occurred in the tree's leaves, its twigs and branches will begin to die. Bacterial leaf scorch cannot be treated by spraying, although several preventative alternative methods are available. The disease is carried by leaf hoppers and spittle bugs, so plants that support these insects should be removed from the area of the tree. Root flare injections of antibiotics can be helpful in reducing the tree's symptoms. Severe progression of bacterial leaf scorch will require the tree to be removed. So, it comes from leaf hoppers and spittle bugs. So whatever you've got, do you ever go out in the yard in the morning and see the little spit in the plants?
No, I don't see nothing like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you would only notice it pretty much in the morning until it starts to dry up. But the spittle bugs, they get into stems of the plants and that type of thing, and they call spittle bugs because it looks like somebody spit in the plant. It's a foamy little. Like I said, it looks like spit. Well, that's given off by these bugs. Leaf hoppers. Do you know what a leaf hopper is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, those are the two critters that spread this bacterial leaf scorch that you're talking about. But it looks to me like once they get it, unless you drastically, inject antibiotics into the root flare, which is probably when you said they drilled it, well, that's probably what they did.
Yeah, that's what they did. They drilled it. They put this medicine in it.
Yeah, antibiotics, yep.
And then they plug the holes up.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. So that's the only way to treat them.
Well, I tell you, that's expensive, though. They charged me $230 for the fertilizer.
Yeah.
And they charged me $235 for the medicine.
Yeah, the fertilizer, I'm not sure that's going to help anything. But you might want to find out about the leaf hoppers and the spittle bugs and see if you've got any plants around there, any stem plants around there that have soft leaf. The closest thing I can come up with is something like daffodils or something like that that come up in the spring, something that looks kind of like that. I know the spittlebugs like that kind of stuff. So anyway, but that's all I can do for you, buddy.
Hey, when I called up, I don't think the person got my telephone number right.
Okay, well, I'll put you on hold, and Bethany can get that from you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Hang on.
Right.
Got him? Okay. Bethany's got him. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, you know, we talk about hunting all the time here, but there's some great fishing out there. I got a picture from Matt Sell the other day. Matt Sell, who's our trout biologist in Western Maryland, our brook trout specialist, has a passion for big toothy fish, and we've talked about this before. He has instituted his own northern pike tagging program in Deep Creek Lake. And he goes out. He was out there the other day. I can't tell you what day it was. Maybe it was Youth Day or something, or maybe before that. It was cold anyway. He was the only boat on the lake, but he caught a northern pike over 20 pounds. Of course, tagged her and released her. But that's the kind of fish that's available. And walleye and northern pike and yellow perch and you name it, those fish are feeding now for winter. Well, I said all that to say this. The 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. You could win great prizes like boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall, great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes, and the rivers. All manner of fish are loading up on calories for winter. Trout, walleyes, northern pike in the west, a largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river systems and local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there, too. And all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Award-sized fish, certify your catch at an Angler Award Center and enter online. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local Angler Award Center, where you get your fishing license usually. Check the fishing rule book or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov on the interweb. Are you feeling lucky? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite radio station, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
I drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of to Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the shore thing. I'm bona fide certified basic Eastern Shore redneck USA.
Let's talk to Carl in Baltimore. Good morning, Carl. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not much. I went deer hunting 2 weeks ago. Finally harpooned one.
Oh, good for you, I guess.
Yeah, finally got one with my crossbow.
Oh, good for you.
What's got a nice big fat doe. She was huge.
Good. Cut her up yourself?
It took Junior and I both to load her in the truck.
Oh, man, that's good. Glad to hear that.
Hey, it was down Millington.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I love that place.
Yep, nice.
Ain't shot a squirrel down there yet this year, but...
Why?
I think somebody was releasing them in my spot for years. You know, they'd catch them at home, and then they released them, and I don't think they're releasing them anymore.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen two squirrels while I've been down there, and I've been down there 3 times hunting, and couldn't draw beaver.
Oh, my. Well, my old grandfather told me how to attract squirrels when you go in the woods.
How's that?
You go out in the woods and act like a nut.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm nutty enough anyhow.
Well, there you go.
That should do it, you know.
I was on the deer stand a couple weeks ago, and there was a black-faced gray squirrel on my deer stand. And I didn't feel like sending a broadhead at him, but I did actually go out and buy some blunt tips. So if he shows up again, I might launch one at him.
Well, I tell you, I got two already. I got one in Java Town and one from Snow Hill. And if you ever want to see them and you're over this, you get over this.
Yeah.
Way,
they're pretty, aren't they?
The cemetery there on Bird River Road.
Yeah.
You make the right hand turn in there, and there's two great big oak trees off to your right.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you'll see a couple of them there.
Well, I've seen, there's some in Arbutus, there's some in. Frederick County, there's some in Montgomery County. So, but that's going to be my mission from here on out to go do some small game hunting. Huh?
I'm still trying to get me a white squirrel.
Prince George's County, man. That's where the white fays are. So, all right. Hey, Carl.
Hey, man.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Thanksgiving and good luck next week.
You too, buddy.
Hopefully I can get another deer.
There you go. All right, Carl.
Junior got one too already.
So good.
We're getting some meat in the freezer.
That's the idea.
Yep.
All right, Carl. Thanks, buddy. Got to go. There goes Carl. Good guy. All right. Folks, that's it for this hour. We'll be back after the break. Now it's time for me to, if you're headed out goose or deer hunting, get out, stay out, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.